Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Vocab with John
and Angel.
Angel, this week, what are we talking about?
We are talking about twins.
Twins, as in yes. The girl band from Hong Kong.
Oh, Twinsy. Yeah. Twins, yes. Ajiao and Asa, yes. But today, no, we are not talking about them. You know what? Okay. Actually, I always thought that they were twins.
I also thought so. I thought they were supposed to be a twin band. But we do know of another twin band, don't we?
Yeah, the Baitu.
Baitu, yes. So if we talk about Twinsy, then you know we grew up in the 80s and 90s, and then if you grew up listening to Baitu, then you grew up post-2000s.
That's right.
Okay. So I don't know where Baitu are. I think they're probably in China or Singapore somewhere.
Singapore.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. And I think twins have split up for a long time, haven't they?
They have.
Okay. So those are the two girl bands we know. Twins.
The most famous in Asia, I think.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
There are a lot more famous celebrity twins, such as ZuoZuoYouYou.
Yeah, they're kind of cute. I wonder what they are doing now, but I think, you know, as child stars or child singers, they can only go so far. And then when they hit middle school, then, you know, it's all about the schooling, less about the work.
Oh, of course. Depends on their parents, right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're sort of studying and still keeping their celebrity status until, you know, one day they're going to come out again and be the new version. Like, I don't know.
ZuoZuoYouYou 2 or 3
or something. 2. A new band.
0, yes.
A new band.
Right.
But so we are not talking about well-known bands. We are talking about identical and non-identical twins.
Yes.
Okay, so what's so special about identical and non-identical twins?
This is my understanding. So identical twin is that they develop into two babies with exactly the same eggs and the same sperm, right?
Yes.
So they share the same genetic and everything. So yes. Basically, they are identical the same.
Yes. So it's a split from...
A split.
The embryo. The embryo gets fertilized and the embryo split. So technically, identical twins mean the twins will look almost the same, if not the same, and they are of the same sex.
They definitely are the same sex, right?
Yeah, so if either both of them are male or both of them are female. Those are identical twins.
Identical twins.
And we just mentioned Baitu, right? So in the West, we've got the Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins.
Yes. Very, very famous Olsen twins. They've been around for a long time and they've got their fashion empire and everything. And then their baby sister, they were twins. And then they have also a baby sister, Elizabeth Olsen, who is Scarlet Witch.
So, right.
Yes. So Olsen twins, although they are not in the entertainment business as much, but their baby sister is now one of the mega stars in the Marvel Universe. So those were identical twins that we talked about. What about non-identical?
Non-identical, they just share the same womb during the pregnancy, but they are split from... no, they didn't split, right? They are different eggs and different sperm.
You got it. You got it. They happen to be fertilized at the same time. And developed at the same time. But two separate embryos, two separate sperms. So most likely, non-identical twins will be of the opposite sex. So non-identical twins, one would more likely be a male and the other being female. So who do we know are non-identical twins? Scarlett Johansson and her brother.
And Hunter Johansson. Oh, they are non-identical twins.
Non-identical.
No wonder.
Well, imagine if they are identical twins, then Hunter would look too sexy for a man.
Exactly.
Too feminine for a man. Hello.
If they are identical, then they couldn't be brother and sister. They got to be sisters and sisters, right?
Yes. Yes, you got it. So that's how we can tell the difference between identical and non-identical twins. A very interesting thing that I Googled up. Now, researchers have analyzed records from more than 100 countries and found a substantial rise in twin birth rates since the 1980s, with 1 in 42 people now born a twin. 1 in 42 now born a twin, equivalent to 1.6 million children a year.
Wow.
Okay, so this is a study really that covered all the birth rates over the past 40 years.
So did you mention the reason why the twins are getting more and more popular?
Not exactly. I don't think people, you know, like, you got to spend a lot more money to figure that out. But
that's right.
I have a hunch.
Uh-huh.
I have a hunch.
Which is?
There's something called, in the past 30 to 40 years, we have in Taiwan as well, and other developed countries are facing an aging population.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So what happens in an aging population? People marry late. And people
marry late.
Yes, people marry late. And also people have babies at a later age.
Ah, so they might have to go through all these IVF procedures?
Yes. Uh-huh. And so the IVF procedures are very common, right? But here's the thing. Many people know IVF. They go to IVF clinics or fertility clinics. They don't know what IVF stands for. IVF stands for in vitro fertilization.
In vitro fertilization?
Yes. So in short, in the 80s, we called that test tube babies.
Oh, yeah, test tube baby. That's more common.
Technically, the babies don't grow, or the fetus doesn't grow in a test tube.
Right.
So the egg gets fertilized in a test tube, and then it gets implanted back in the mommy's womb.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. So, you know, growing up, I always thought test tube babies are, you know, like in the comic books where people live in a cylinder, right?
Oh.
You know, and you sort of grow in a cylinder and like in one of those sci-fi, crazy sci-fi movies.
Yeah, then they will become Frankenstein, not a real person.
Well, I suppose there's some sort of science to it, but still, it's gross, right? That's kind of gross. But our in vitro fertilization just means the fertilization happens outside the womb and the egg gets planted back.
So everything during the pregnancy is the same, except that fertilization is happening somewhere else.
And there's another benefit to this. And of course, this is legal in US, not legal in Taiwan. Have you heard of surrogate mothers?
Yeah. Oh,
surrogacy and surrogate mothers. So long, long time ago, a surrogate mother, long, long time before science, surrogate mother is like your godmother, the mother that raised you. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
But in modern terms, surrogate mother, what does that mean? That means your eggs and you, you know, KP sperms get fertilized somewhere else.
Okay.
And as an example, all right?
As an example,
I'm not trying to get KP into trouble here.
No worry.
So let's say you've got perfect eggs and KP's got perfect sperms. But for some bodily conditions, for some reason, you need a different womb. Your womb is not suitable to have babies. Then you can opt for surrogacy. So you borrow somebody's womb. Okay.
Oh.
That's called surrogacy, or, you know, hiring surrogate mothers.
Well, I think it's legal in Thailand, right? That's why I have seen a news that is a Japanese monk who has like over 100 babies in Thailand because he has looked for a lot of surrogacy mother in Thailand. Okay.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Japanese monk, huh?
Japanese monk. Yeah, this is interesting news. If you are interested, you can Google it.
I've got a pun here for you.
Okay.
You know, monks are supposed to spread the word, not spread his seeds.
That's a good one. Spread the seed.
So, you know, he figured something wrong. He read the scripture wrong. He read the scrolls wrong. Like, he definitely interpreted something wrong there.
That's right.
So, surrogacy mothers or surrogate mothers looking for surrogacy, that's a different concept. Well, that's very rare because, you know, sometimes you have some bodily issues.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, coming back to IVF, IVF fertility treatments or going through fertility treatments is actually quite a long process. And personally, I do have a few good friends of mine, close friends of mine, who tried it.
Okay.
And I don't know the full procedure, but mm-hmm. I do know that it is not easy for the ladies because they have to take a lot of pills, okay, hormonal pills, to boost the hormones, to boost also egg production.
Yes.
And at the same time, you have to go through the procedure where they extract your eggs.
But did they make it?
No. They've tried it for almost 2 years. And
2 years,
I think the total expense was around, including a few procedures or a few items that were covered by the National Health Insurance, they had to pay out of pocket about almost 200,000 NT.
That's fair. Yes, that's what I heard.
Mm. Yes. So it depends on how eager you are, how desperate you want a baby. Mm-hmm. And every time you go back for a procedure or you try and boost the eggs or you try to do egg extract, it costs money.
And it costs
not,
money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not everything gets covered by National Health Insurance. You know, it's not something that is common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not considered something that
medical issue.
Yeah, it's not a medical condition that should be covered. It's more like an extra procedure that you want to take on.
But are they still trying now?
No, they've given up. So it was for one friend of mine, it was he had a budget in mind and they were going to try it.
2 million, that's crazy.
No, just 200,000 NT. Not 2 million. No.
All right.
If we're talking about the millions, then we would probably be hearing stories about finding surrogate mothers.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Surrogate mother. But that would get very expensive because that only happens in the US. And I've heard from friends of a friend that they know of a friend of a friend.
Okay. Friends of friends.
Who's done it. Yes. Who's done it before. And
she's a surrogate mother or she's looks
for? They were looking for a surrogate mother. So they went to the US and stayed for, they flew back and forth for the period.
Oh, I see.
So they found a surrogate mother, signed the contract, got the surrogate mother to have the baby for them. And then, you know, 9 months later, signed the contract, take the baby back to Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
So that's how it worked. I don't know exactly the details of what is part of the contract, but I do know it's upwards of 2 to 3 million NT.
That's acceptable. I mean, if you are really eager to have a baby and the sperm and eggs are yours. So yeah, it is your baby. 2 million. I think that's okay.
Again, it really depends.
It really depends.
It really depends, you know, because it's, you know, not your egg and not KP sperm. So, you know, right now it seems like it's doable, right? Uh-huh. It still sounds sensible in your ears. But what if it's, you know, one day you and KP had to do it and had to find a surrogate mother? Would you still be okay, a woman who went through that pregnancy and not you? Would you be okay with that?
I couldn't imagine the feelings.
Yes. So I think number one, to go through any IVF fertility treatment or go through any surrogacy, I don't know. You have to really make up your mind and really think it through.
Think it through.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to think it through because same here. I cannot imagine, you know, my wife not having our baby. It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And then my sperm gets pumped into somebody, you know, else's body or my fertilized egg goes into somebody else's body. I don't know. I mean, medically, in terms of medical procedures, sure, it sort of makes sense. It's doable, right?
It's doable.
Mm-hmm. It's doable. It's been done before. But are you okay with it?
You won't.
How would you tell your kid?
Oh, yeah. Right? So I didn't know the feeling of pregnancy because I didn't have you in my womb.
Yes. So, you know, how do you explain to your kid that, you know, we're not sure what happened, but there could be some DNA mix up, you know, like whatever in there. And, well, actually, your mom didn't carry you. She didn't carry you for 9 months. Because she can't tell you any stories. Because
that's
you were sort
a
of
huge difference.
A lab experiment. An extension of a lab experiment. I don't know how kids would find that, but nonetheless, if reproduction is very, very important, and if reproduction is something that is important socially, then sure, why not? But again, I don't know how kids would feel, like growing up to know that, oh.
Oh, you are not the one who...
Yes.
How to say, yeah. But, I mean, because now it's getting more and more common, although it's not legal in Taiwan yet, but someday, maybe because we got the need, maybe it will be legal in Taiwan.
Surrogacy,
and then
the
situations maybe more common in the future.
A lot of ethical issues there.
Right.
Yeah, ethical issues there, social issues there. I don't know when they're going to legalize it, but I can definitely tell you it will take a whole lot more than just IV. You know, right now it's legal to conduct IVF and to go through all these procedures. But, you know, surrogacy, I think it's still going to take some time. We are not culturally, we avoid things like that, right? We don't really accept things like that.
About the surrogacy mom, when we saw a lot of dramas from Netflix, you know, and I think I have read an article or the story that is about a surrogacy mom.
Yes.
Although she had signed a contract, but because of the pregnancy for 9 months, right? So she has a close bonding with the babies already.
Yes.
So she didn't want to give up the baby.
Exactly. Yes.
So, yeah, that could be the issue, right?
That's definitely the only issue of concern.
Uh-huh.
Because you didn't carry the baby for 9 months.
That's right.
You know, the bond. And also, most importantly, you will not have mother's milk. You will not have breast milk to feed.
Ooh, right.
Because if you don't go through pregnancy, you will not lactate. It doesn't work like that.
Exactly.
So a lot to think about. But with modern technology and modern science, thanks to modern science, so fertility centers are very popular in Taiwan. And also, egg banks are very popular in Taiwan.
Yes.
Not sperm banks, somehow egg banks because...
Egg banks.
Yes, because in most developed countries, women who's financially independent, who plans to postpone their reproduction, they would want to freeze their eggs.
Last time I checked, because I kind of want to do it with my friends, that we have discussed about it. But
yes.
Because my friend, she has been single for like over 38 years. And then she's wondering that if she freeze her egg and in the future, even though she couldn't find a partner, but could she still make a baby out of the egg? And we read the laws in Taiwan. Apparently that if you don't have a legal partner, your egg remain freeze. You cannot use it.
Oh,
or you have to go to America or somewhere else.
I see.
Yeah, so that's not fair. I mean, come on, this is my egg. I have a baby, so that's why I freeze it. But because of the law, I couldn't find a partner. So then I don't have the right to make a baby. So we didn't do it. She didn't do it.
Because the lack of freedom.
Lack of freedom. And then even though you... Yeah, she could not make sure that eventually there will be your soulmate or a guy will appear.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me play devil's advocate. Without a partner having a baby, how would that affect the baby? Like you tell the baby like you don't have a daddy. You were born from a machine?
Maybe I will just give...
Oh, lie to your kid and say, your daddy's dead. He
your
went
daddy.
To space. He's Buzz Lightyear.
That could be. Or maybe I'll tell the kid,
She
went to space. So in the future, you will see him.
Wow.
Maybe in 1 million years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even better joke. Tell your son or your daughter that the father is Elon Musk.
Okay.
Because Elon doesn't even know how many kids he's got. So.
Right? Yeah, so our goal is to make enough money to go find him and then tell him
it's okay.
That...
You can tag him already. There's an app, apparently. You can tag his private jet.
Okay.
You can follow him. You just wait for him at the airport and say, "Daddy, that's Daddy,
Dad,
go."
It's me.
There's your daddy.
That's easier. That's
There's
easier.
There's your daddy. He's the richest man on earth.
See, problem solved.
Okay. Okay. Joking aside, it's a very serious topic, though. Like, you know, reproduction and going for modern treatments. A very, very serious issue. And again, I think, yes, to a certain extent, a woman has needs to have control, has every right to control their reproduction. Okay, yeah. Without a partner, fine. But of course, the repercussions and the consequences, you know, right now, I think we're still new to this. So maybe give it another 10 years or so. Maybe people would figure this out better. But right now, it's just very difficult to imagine. So imagine that when you go to kindergarten and when you go to grade school and your kid is required to draw the family tree. Mm. And then you look through the whole class, right? The work from whole class, and everybody's family tree looked like a pot plant. You know, not connected at all. My mom borrowed somebody's sperm, and there, my dad borrowed somebody's eggs, and because my dad wanted a daughter who looks like Barbie, and then my mom wants somebody who, you know, a boy who looks like Chris Hemsworth. And then there we go. And so on and so forth. I don't know. Just really, really hard to imagine. You know, once, if you're not careful, if we are not careful in legalizing laws related to reproduction, we might just end up, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot because we won't be able to educate our kids later on if we're not prepared.
Yes. And even worse, your daughter might marry her brother, half brother.
Well, that's okay. Because, it could happen, you know, right? DNA testing is kind of, you know, freely available today.
Okay.
So before you send your daughter to school, your son to school, just, you know, when you join the PTA, what do? You take out all the DNA tests and then you compare. Like, oh, okay, yeah,
right. Yeah, safe. Yes. This clad is safe.
Yes. You didn't use James's sperm, did you? Okay, just checking. James from Da'an District, right? Not him, right?
Not him, yeah.
Yes.
I'm using the Jen from Dan Shui.
Yes.
Is she okay?
Cool. Not the same James. Very nice. LeBron James? Okay. Oh, even better. So, I don't know. I mean, it just adds so much more complexity to our lives at this moment. So, personally, I'm staying away from IVF and all that. I don't want my wife to suffer through that. It's not fair. And, you know, no point, you know, going for these checkups because, I mean, 9 out of 10 times with such stressful work environments, you know, your sperm counts low anyway. So, who cares?
Who cares? Yeah, but I want to tell your friends that because so many of my friends, they are actually trying on the IVF now. And then one of my friends, she has been trying for 5 years. 5 years. And then
so she must have had a lot of needle marks, right?
Yes. Like
on her body because apparently they have to take these hormonal boosters.
Yeah. It's crazy. It was crazy.
To induce egg production. Yeah.
Yes. So she, go for their IVF and a lot like yoga treatment. Herbal treatment, meditation treatment, everything.
Meditation?
Meditation.
Oh, okay. Like, you can meditate a baby.
Okay. It's like how to tell you how to relax and your body will be easier to get a baby. So that's the concept. And then they try a lot. They try everything. After 5 years, they kind of gave up. But just...
Wow. 5 years.
Well, five years. Once they decided to get up, to give up, the baby came. Man, so she just gave
What's
birth to a kid.
What's the moral of this story?
Just relax. No, don't give yourself too much pressures.
Yeah, don't try too hard.
Don't try
too hard. It's
Murphy's
law,
right?
Murphy's law. What won't happen will happen.
Will happen.
And what will happen will happen.
Will not. What will happen will happen.
Yes, that's Murphy's law.
Yes.
What won't happen will always happen.
That's right.
And what will always happen will happen.
So don't try hard.
Yeah, so, you know, it's an overkill IVF.
Mm.
You know, just take a vacation. Go to Maldives. Go, I don't know, Kending. Live there for a week.
Yeah, you know, why not?
Go to Green Island and dive and you know, reproduce and there.
Produce there.
Yeah.
Why not? Right. Seems that you cannot go anywhere now. Just go to like Orchid Island, Green Island.
Stay somewhere. You know, work from home. Long stay somewhere.
Keep yourself a location.
A new location. Maybe it's all the TV, you know, drop your Netflix and you'll be okay. Yes.
Maybe. The Netflix.
Cancel your internet connection. Then you'll be okay. Netflix, internet connection, drop all that. Get unplugged. Go live in Ali Mountain or Green Island for a week. And you'll
be
good.
The baby will come. Yeah.
Go back to your natural self, right? Not the modern self.
That's a good advice.
Yeah.
Right? Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
So to our 15 Minutes fam, do you have any identical or non-identical twin friends? Let us know down below and we will catch you in the next episode. Ciao.
See you.